lives were lost in the war due to inadequate medical treatment. The role of sanitation in stemming rampant infection and disease was just beginning to be understood at the time. Early in the war, President Lincoln appointed a sanitary commission to advise the Army Medical Corps. Eventually, this commission expanded its role by sending surgeons and supplies directly to the front. Every major city in the North had its own sanitary committee, whose chief function was to raise funds to care for the wounded soldiers. Local committees staged huge benefits called sanitary fairs. Pittsburgh's fair included all kinds of displays, from floral exhibitions to munitions and art and an old curiosity shop where you could see such diverse artifacts as Egyptian mummies and General Washington's sword. Throughout the 18-day fair, concerts featured local and imported talent, and potpourri programs with everything from popular dance tunes like the Storm Gallop and the Pickpocket Quadrille, to excerpts from operas by Verdi, Donizetti, Gounod, and Flotow. The opera Marta by Flotow was a real favorite, with excerpts on at least six concerts during the fair, including one conducted by local composer J.T. Wamelink. Let's hear selections from the sanitary fair concerts opening with Wamelink's Sanitary Fair Grand March.